Hey there, deep divers. Ready to get cozy? We're unwrapping a holiday classic today, at least, a classic in the Hallmark Christmas movie world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're talking Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater.
Love that title.
And guess what? Our source today in a blog post from the Gooberch store.
Gooberch. For anyone who doesn't know, they're like the online place to go for anything Christmassy.
You know what else? This blog post is not just trying to sell you things.
Oh, definitely not.
It actually dives into some pretty fascinating details about the movie.
Right.
Like its reception and even the themes.
Yeah.
So we're not just going to like get the plot summary today.
No way.
We're getting a glimpse into how a movie like this becomes so popular. And yes, even like a merchandise goldmine.
It's true.
It really makes you wonder, what is it about these movies
right.
that just sparks such a passionate following?
And just as passionate an eye roll from other people.
Totally. But we're going to unpack all of that today.
We are.
But first, let's start with the basics.
Mm.
Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater, premiered in 2020. Directed by Alan Harmon.
Okay.
We've got Ashley Williams playing Maggie O'Donnell, our leading lady.
Uh-huh.
And Niall Matter as the swoon-worthy Lucas Covelli.
You know, even before we get into the plot, that title,
huh?
It is peak Hallmark, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have a formula for these titles.
Uh-huh.
And they just plug in a holiday-themed noun.
Yeah, I know.
Every time.
It's perfect.
So good.
And the plot. Pure Hallmark comfort food.
Yes.
Maggie's a single mom facing Christmas alone.
Oh, no.
Feeling that holiday loneliness.
Aww.
And enter Lucas, who quite literally crashes into her life.
And her car.
Exactly.
It's the classic meet cute.
I love it.
The Gooberch blog actually points out that this is like,
yeah.
It's a theme of unexpected connections that change your life.
I know those chance encounters.
Right.
Like you're just trying to get the perfect Christmas tree.
And bam.
Suddenly you're having hot cocoa with a handsome stranger.
It's Hallmark destiny.
Hallmark destiny. I love it.
I mean, that forced proximity obviously leads to Hallmark romance.
Of course.
But I actually think this movie taps into something a little deeper.
Okay.
It's not just finding love.
Right.
It's about belonging.
Yeah.
And community, especially during the holidays.
I feel that.
When it can be hard.
Yeah, like when Maggie and Lucas team up.
Yes.
To create that magical Christmas for the military base kids.
That's such a good scene.
So heartwarming.
And you know what? The Gooberch blog mentioned their funny Christmas collection.
Oh, yeah.
You can see how they're connecting the movie
yeah.
to the themes of laughter and family.
To their merchandise.
To their merchandise.
Okay, that's genius.
It is.
They're not just selling sweaters.
Right.
They're selling that feeling.
Yes. That warm, fuzzy Hallmark feeling.
And we can't forget the personal journeys.
Oh, yeah, the character arcs.
Hallmark always throws those in.
Always.
And here, Maggie and Lucas learn a lot
mm-hmm.
about themselves.
Yeah.
What they value.
Mm-hmm.
How to open up to love.
It's heartwarming.
It is.
Okay, it's not Tolstoy or anything.
Right.
But watching these characters get their happy ending.
Oh, especially when it's wrapped up in Christmas carols.
And twinkling lights.
So good.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
How did the critics and audiences respond?
Oh, good question.
Was it a Hallmark hit?
Well, according to the Gooberch blog, it was about what you'd expect.
Okay.
A mix of, oh, that's cute, and another one, really.
Yeah.
It has like a 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
It's pretty good for Hallmark.
Which for a Hallmark movie is not bad.
Yeah.
And the blog even said it was one of the better Hallmark movies.
Oh, really?
From 2020.
Wow.
They even compared it to other Hallmark movies.
Oh, wow.
And included these little charts.
I'm serious about this.
Wait, they included charts
yeah.
in a blog post about a Hallmark movie.
I know.
Okay, Gooberch. You have my attention.
Right. It's way more in-depth than I expected.
I know.
But that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. We're not just looking at this as entertainment.
Right.
But as a cultural thing
mm-hmm.
that sparks all these responses.
From reviews to merchandise.
Right.
It's a whole ecosystem of good vibes.
And holiday cheer.
Okay. I'm sold.
All right.
Let's dive deeper into this Gooberch angle.
Okay.
How are they using this movie to sell sweaters?
Well, before we get to their marketing genius,
yes,
we need to figure out why viewers liked this movie.
Okay.
Even if the critics didn't.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, cozy and festive can only get you so far.
It's true.
There's got to be something more.
Right. I think a lot of it has to do with escapism.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Life can be so stressful.
It really can be.
And complicated
mm-hmm.
and messy.
Totally.
But Hallmark movies.
Yes.
They offer this world where problems always get solved.
Exactly.
And love always wins.
Always.
And everyone gets a happy ending.
It's like a warm hug.
It is.
In movie form.
Those feel-good vibes.
Exactly.
The Gooberch blog kept mentioning...
Yeah, and I think that sense of comfort
right.
is so appealing during the holidays when everything's so hectic.
And there's all that pressure to be joyful.
I know, it can be overwhelming.
These movies just let you relax
mm-hmm.
and enjoy a simple story.
Yeah, just pure heartwarming goodness.
And they always have that small town charm.
Oh, totally.
Like everyone knows your name.
It's so cozy.
Like there's always a bake sale happening.
Uh-huh.
It's so nostalgic.
Yeah, for a simpler time.
That maybe never even existed.
It's a fantasy, but it's comforting.
It is.
And speaking of comfort, let's get back to Gooberch.
Okay, yes.
They're so smart about this.
I know.
Leveraging that feeling to sell their merchandise.
Like the funny Christmas collection.
Yeah, it's all about lighthearted fun.
Right.
And embracing the cheesy side of the holidays.
Which ties perfectly into this movie.
Oh, yeah. Never kiss a man in a Christmas sweater, for sure.
It's like they're saying, hey, if you love this movie...
Then our merchandise is for you.
Hmm.
It's like you're buying a piece of that Hallmark happiness.
That's a good way to put it.
It's not just a sweater.
It's like an experience. A symbol of your love for these movies.
And everything they represent.
Which is so powerful.
Oh, it is.
That feeling of belonging.
Uh-huh. Like you're part of something.
It's like a secret society.
I love that.
Of Hallmark lovers.
Yes.
United by cheesy romance and Christmas miracles.
That's us.
Honestly, I'm here for it.
Me too.
But let's go back to the Gooberch blog for a sec.
Okay.
I was so impressed by the details.
I know. They went all out.
It was like a film analysis.
Right. They broke down the audience reception.
Right now.
On different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Compared the IMDb scores.
With other movies.
From that year even.
And they had viewer statistics.
Yeah, they did a deep dive.
It's like they were trying to prove something.
Like, hey, we get it.
We're not just some cheesy store.
We know what we're talking about.
Yes.
It's brilliant marketing.
They're like experts.
Thought leaders.
In the Hallmark world.
Yeah, I can trust.
Like they're saying, we get you. We love these movies too.
Uh-huh.
And we have the perfect sweater for you to wear.
While you watch them.
It's so smart.
They get the emotional core.
Of these movies.
They use it.
It's fascinating how it all connects.
It really is.
It makes you think even Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Can spark these deeper conversations.
About culture.
Marketing.
Even human nature.
That's a whole ecosystem.
Of feel-good vibes.
I think it's time to switch gears a bit.
Okay.
We've talked about this specific movie.
Right. Never kiss a man in a Christmas sweater.
But what about the bigger picture?
You mean the Hallmark phenomenon?
Yeah, like what makes these movies so successful?
Ooh, good question.
What's the secret formula?
Well, first,
yeah,
you gotta have a charming small town.
Oh, definitely.
Hallmark owns all the quaint towns.
Right. And a big city protagonist.
Yes.
Who gets stranded there somehow. Their car breaks down.
Or they inherit a bakery.
Or they get lost on their way to a meeting.
And end up at the Christmas cookie competition.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
And of course, the handsome love interest.
Oh, essential.
Bonus points if he's a lumberjack.
Or a single dad.
A prince who opened a Christmas tree farm.
Love it.
And don't forget the heartwarming subplot.
Oh, yeah.
The town needs to save their Christmas festival.
Or the protagonist needs to learn the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes.
Hallmark bingo.
It all leads up to the grand romantic gesture.
Under the mistletoe.
With a heartfelt confession.
Maybe some snow falling.
And everyone lives happily ever after.
Of course.
It's predictable, but comforting.
Yeah, you know what you're gonna get.
It's like a warm cup of cocoa.
On a cold night.
Familiar and soothing.
Guaranteed to make you feel good.
But it's more than just the plot, right?
For sure.
It's the whole aesthetic.
Uh-huh. The tone, the message.
Yeah, they're so different.
It's a carefully crafted world.
It's designed to make you feel nostalgic.
Yeah, and innocent.
Like you're going back to traditional values.
You think roaring fireplaces.
Snow-covered landscapes.
So many Christmas decorations.
And the music.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget the music.
It's all swelling strings.
And cheerful carols.
Pure Christmas spirit.
It's like a sensory experience.
Designed to transport you.
To a world of holiday magic.
Which I think is a big part of the appeal.
It's like you escape real life.
You get to immerse yourself in this perfect world.
Where everything is beautiful.
And bright.
It's a vacation for your soul.
It really is.
But let's be real.
Okay.
There's some irony here, too.
Oh, yeah.
We know these movies are cheesy.
And predictable.
But we still watch them.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
It is.
And it's okay to enjoy that.
Sometimes we need some lighthearted fun.
Exactly.
And it's become such a social thing.
Oh, yeah.
Watching Hallmark movies.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
Doing parties, memes.
Even podcasts like ours.
It's created a community.
A shared language.
Of tropes and cliches.
That's so true.
We're all in on the joke.
But we genuinely enjoy it.
And that's what makes it so special.
It really is.
Okay, I have to ask.
Yeah.
Has you ever been swept up in a Hallmark movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, totally invested in the love story.
Rooting for the characters.
Maybe even shedding a tear or two.
I get it.
There's something about the sincerity.
You know?
Even if it's over the top.
Yeah. You know, it's all formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
But part of you still believes in it.
You want that kind of love.
And happiness.
Hallmark taps into that.
They do.
It's genius.
It's like this basic human need.
For hope. For optimism.
For believing good things can happen.
Even when things are tough.
Oh. We all need that.
Especially these days.
So true.
I think this deep dive has revealed something profound about us.
Oh, really?
Tell me more.
It shows that even when the world feels cynical, we still want magic and hope.
We want that warm, fuzzy feeling.
That only Hallmark can give us.
And that's something to celebrate.
Yeah. It's amazing we turned a blog post.
Yeah, I know, right?
About a Hallmark movie.
Into a deep dive on the human psyche.
It's the deep dive way.
We love going deep.
But I think it's time to wrap up.
Okay.
This particular deep dive.
On Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater.
Already.
We've covered a lot.
We have.
The plot, the themes.
Uh-huh.
The Gooberch blogs marketing.
And the psychology of Hallmark movies.
It's been a journey.
From cheesy sweaters to the meaning of life.
Pretty much.
But before we go.
Yes.
I know you have a question for our listeners.
Oh, I do.
Hit us with that final wisdom bomb.
All right. So if these movies are so successful and they really connect with people.
They do.
What does that say about us?
As a society?
As a society that loves Hallmark.
Wow, that's a great question.
It is something to think about.
Maybe even a topic for another deep dive.
I'm always up for that.
Me too.
Yeah.
But for now, we got to say goodbye.
To Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater.
And the Hallmark universe. It has. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us.
We hope you learned something.
And laughed a little.
And maybe even felt a little Hallmark magic.
Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.
And those hearts warm.
And those Hallmark movies queued up.
And remember,
it's
okay to embrace the cheesy.
Life's too short to be anything but merry. It's crazy how Hallmark has turned this formula into like a full-blown cultural phenomenon.
Oh, totally. It's not just the movies.
Right. It's the whole experience.
Yeah. Like a whole world you can step into.
Like from the merchandise to the viewing parties.
The memes, even podcasts like ours.
It's like a shared language almost.
It is. You can just say snowed in at a charming inn.
I know.
Any Hallmark fan knows what you mean.
It's true. And we're all in on the joke.
Yeah, but we love it.
It's like that shared experience, the community.
It makes it so successful.
It's true. They've bottled that holiday feeling.
And turned it into a brand.
And people are buying it.
Literally and figuratively.
It's brilliant. They took something cheesy.
And predictable.
And made it a cultural thing.
Because they know their audience.
They know what people want.
A break from reality.
Exactly.
Chance to escape the stress.
And just immerse yourself in this perfect world.
Where love always wins.
And Christmas miracles happen.
Right around the corner.
Which is kind of profound when you think about it.
It is.
In a world that can feel so cynical, Hallmark offers this vision of unity.
And kindness.
Like a reminder that even in tough times,
there's still hope.
There's still love.
And there's a reason to believe in the magic.
Of the holidays.
That's a good way to put it.
And going back to that Gooberch blog.
Okay.
It's so interesting how they get that.
Yeah, that longing for simpler times.
They're not just selling products.
It's a feeling.
An experience.
A connection.
To the Hallmark universe.
Exactly, and they do it with a wink.
I know, it's like they're acknowledging the cheese.
But celebrating the joy at the same time.
It's a balancing act.
They're good at it.
It just shows the power of storytelling.
Even simple stories can be impactful.
They can bring us together, make us laugh.
Make us cry, remind us what matters.
That's all we need.
A little escape, a little hope.
And a lot of Christmas spirit.
So true. But before we wrap up.
Yeah.
I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Ooh, a final thought.
If these movies are so popular.
And they are.
And they connect with so many people.
Hmm.
What does that tell us?
about why we like these stories.
About what makes us feel good.
Maybe it's the reminder that love can bloom anywhere.
That miracles can happen.
And happy endings are possible.
Even when things are tough.
Maybe if we had a little more of that Hallmark spirit, the world would be a better place.
A little kinder, more hopeful.
More magical.
I love that.
Well said. And on that note,
it's time to say goodbye.
To never kiss a man in a Christmas sweater.
And the Hallmark world.
It's been fun.
It really has.
And to our amazing listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope you learned something new.
And laughed a little.
And maybe even felt a little Hallmark magic yourselves.
Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.
Keep those hearts open.
And those Christmas sweaters ready.
And remember.
What's that?
It's okay to embrace the cheesy.
Life's too short to be anything but merry.